Welcome back, everybody. This is Real Talk, Real Leaders, powered by CMD, and I'm your host, Shauna Griffiths. So today is going to be super fun for me. I am here with a very dear friend of mine. We're going to talk to you about a host of things. So it's a little bit of a reminder, if you don't already know it, take the call. That's the first thing I'll say. Also, it's a bit of a reminder about having people around you that believe in you sometimes more than you're even able to believe in yourself. And so we're going to go inside the soul and the mind of a very dear friend of mine, marketing and agency veteran and leader, Scott Hauman, who is Chief Innovation Officer for Integer. So Scott, thank you so much for joining us. I finally got you on here.
Shauna, it's a pleasure to be here. I love your series. I try to tune in every time you publish something new. Just grateful to be sharing a screen with you.
Oh, thank you. And let me go into a little bit of a thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. Many years ago, everybody, I was sitting in the seat of marketing at the Nets. And my sister, who was in Ann Arbor, Michigan, my hometown, has a dental office. And she was telling me some idea she was going to have for how they were going to go about their rebranding. And I was like, no, stop, wait. So I got to Googling and I came upon Scott, and he was in an agency in Ann Arbor, and I called him, and thank you for taking my call. You did an awesome job. Their branding still exists today. It's awesome. And our friendship has just absolutely cheesy blossomed. You have truly become one of my best friends and confidants. And, you know, just your help. And this is what I say about, like, you know, sometimes you believed in me more than I've believed in myself. Even some hard times, like I went through in the past year or so, 2 years, you're amazing support. And so thank you. So for everybody, take the call. And have amazing people around you who can, like I said, believe in you a little bit more at times than you can believe in yourself. So it's enough of me rambling, but just wanted to make sure to sort of open it with some of that important stuff. And so Scott, tell us, like, that day I called you in Ann Arbor, that was not your first job. So give us an idea of your the evolution of your career, and how do you come to have the seat that you have today at Integer?
It's a great question. It has been an unconventional path of sorts. The roots of my college education were in cartography and map making. But I realized early on that the storytelling aspect of maps and map making was really my true interest. And I just sort of pushed myself into the world of marketing. And as you know, with everything in life, it is a combination of toil, risk-taking, and luck that has sort of guided my career. You know, I came to Integer at an interesting inflection point in my life, really. Years prior, I had co-founded and built a successful innovation development firm called New Foundry in Ann Arbor with some great partners. And in the spring of my third year there, my mother passed away with cancer. And so at that same time, my firm was sort of evolving into a successful software engineering house. And honestly, I was a bit lost right at that point. And I was able to exit, and I was given time to reflect on what I wanted to do next. You know, at that time, I had grand plans, right? I was going to write a book. I was maybe start another company. And then when out of the blue, I got this, I was recruited by this agency called Integer in Dallas, which I really didn't have any idea about or anything. And it was interesting. They called me because they were in a bit of a crisis mode. Oh, their senior vice president of planning went back home to London, and they were without a leader to grow and cultivate the strategic department. And I sort of said, what the heck? I'll check this out. It made sense to me, because my father and my brothers were in Texas. And so in my mind, I saw this as a bridge to maybe bring the family closer too, right? And heal after my mom's loss. And it's amazing how, when you look back, how emotional states play in your life decisions, right? Regardless, all that said, you know, I met an inspiring and ambitious president, Ellen Cook, and a wicked creative executive creative director in Jim McInnes, and a smart and passionate client leader in John Kiker. And I said to myself, I think I want to join this pirate ship. Really? And now I'm celebrating 5 years with Energy.
Yeah, I just saw that recently. Congratulations. 5 years. 5 years of major change and transformation.
Yes, major. Yeah.
And incredible leadership. I want to ask you about your leadership, but you introduced me to Ellen, and what an incredible leader. I mean, what's it been like to work for someone like that? And is she one of those people who sometimes believes in you a little bit more than you believe in yourself?
I think every great leader has that. But there was, I mean, anyone that meets Ellen, there is this glint in her eye. She's ambitious, competitive, but brings this blanket of compassion and sincerity in the way she carries herself. And that is a, who doesn't want to sort of follow that or be connected to that or want to help that mode. And so she's, I'm just very lucky that she is, you know, she gives so much, and that she wants everyone around her to rise up. Wow. And you don't find that too often in organizations. So when everyone kind of knows when Ellen's in a room, that you kind of rise up. And that is a really awesome kind of feeling. So
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Sure. So tell us about your leadership style. Like what makes you tick? And especially during a time when this is not an easy time to lead, not that it's ever easy to lead, but the challenges that we face with staff, with the economy, with the clients, like, I don't know, give us a look into that.
I would describe my leadership style as 100% human centered. And what that means is I draw upon the principles of design thinking. And really the way I connect with people that I work with, and that is listen deeply, observe, intake, include, and iterate. I think that's the most important part of leadership today. It's about what I call optimization in action, because those trusted in your care, they deserve to see that you're working with them and not against them. Yeah. And if somebody feels that and understands that, you're going to build a bond that's going to get you through the difficult times when the deadlines are stacking and you're working nights and weekends and you're hustling, and you want that reassurance that somebody is with you. They are continuing to listen, and they're continuing to intake and iterate. So yeah, that's how I like to describe my style.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I think it makes such an impact on people when you have a leader like that. I think, you know, one of the things I often say is that the work and the clients, when you're on the agency side, the work and the clients can be hard enough to manage and deliver for, and, you know, maintain that standard of excellence. And so, you know, similarly, I think I have this philosophy of I am trying to take away the obstacles and take that, you know, that could make the everyday more difficult, right? And so that is that you can breathe within your team, within your agency, and all unite to, you know, attack that mission. So it's great to see that you have that. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, I like how you frame that, because it's really a frictionless team building journey. You know, it's just like we're tired of hearing frictionless shopping, but if you can remove those barriers, that's awesome, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we talked a bit about your evolution, your style. And so I'd love to talk about Integer and the evolution that you all have gone through. I've been probably mystery shopping, or stalking, whichever you want to call it, you all for quite a while. You know, I really saw this move, this, you know, I think you're always known for like retail and shopper marketing. And I saw it transforming a bit more into this like integrated approach. And so, and then most recently you came out with an absolutely banging new creative branding, you know, way that you're presenting yourself. So can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, sure. There has been a lot of transformation over my 5 years on Integer. You know, you've been alongside with me through that. And you got to see it in and out. Yeah, yeah. You know, I came to Integer at a time when most shopper marketing agencies were sort of having a identity crisis of sorts. You know, shopping was not just happening in the aisles. It was happening everywhere you carried your device.
Right.
And so this naturally sparked a new category of agency in our space called the commerce agency. And you saw a lot of these shopper marketing agencies flock to this new label. Naturally, these commerce agencies are dedicated to accelerating transaction and driving retail conversion and brand growth. But for Integer, you know, we were always front and center in that reality. You know, we've been a pioneer in that space. So it wasn't hard for us to move into that commerce story landscape. But for us, we didn't, we weren't satisfied with just being one of many commerce agencies. We wanted to differentiate. We wanted to claim more white space. And, you know, we did. Just last year, we made the bold declaration, we're Integer, we are the growth company. You know, and that's a bold, bold statement. But it signaled that we were evolving into a real human-centered agency dedicated to helping clients achieve their growth ambition. And it was born out of Ellen Cook's vision. You know, Ellen Cook, who's now the CEO, it was born from that purpose of, you know, we exist to help brands succeed, communities prosper, and people thrive. So, you know, you think about that, our brand positioning strategy is all encompassing. It is shaping our internal communications. It's shaping our service capabilities in unique ways. We have invested and built an entire new capability called Growth Sciences. We're the first agency to do so in our commerce
landscape.
Yeah, so it's coming together. Like with every brand strategy crusade, it's a 2 to 3 year march, right? You know this. You have to live it. You have to operationalize it at all points. I going back a little bit to your story about how we met, I remember when you called and we got to know each other and you sent me your beautiful brand book that you had done for the Nets, right? And that great work. And I remember the brand work that you were doing there. It was a very inspiring piece. And I just want you to know that it had more influence on me than I think I had on you. So
definitely not, but thank you. Thank you. Oh, it's incredible the way that you talk about it. And it's because it's more than just this, a place that you work. And I would imagine that most of the staff feel that way. It's more than just, you know, a job. And it is something, it's actually like, I was actually talking to someone the other day, Pete Kearney, who said this, is, you know, what like flag you salute when you come to work every day. And you're able to quote Ellen's vision like that, and there is no mistake. And it is woven throughout everything your organization does. And I mean, I absolutely applaud it and appreciate it, because it's not easy to do that, you know? And it's funny, because when we're in the seat of agency, as especially at leaders, we're doing that for other brands, right? For our clients. And usually we're the ones who, like, at a lot of places, we're not doing that for ourselves to the degree that we would for a client. So it's awesome to see when a group is doing that the way that you are. So
we're trying. Yeah. It's so dynamic now.
Yeah.
In our screen to screen world, where new people into Integer don't get the chance to walk in the halls and bump into an Ellen Cook or a Jim McInnes or somebody in our organization. I'm glad that we have the roots that we can extend it through the screen. And it's challenging us to invent and think of new ways to storytell and bond. It's every company is going through this challenge, right?
I mean, yeah, it's absolutely here. And I also really appreciate the way you're talking about it. It's been an evolution. It's not that you know, again, I think sometimes people think that your brand identity, once you create it, it will be that, and it's stagnant. And it's like, you have root, to your point, you have roots that are you know, maintained and you hold true to, and you do have to find the ways that you can evolve certain aspects of it, so it stays relevant. You can pivot as needed to truly be your best. And so, you know, it's
a great point. You have to be fluid. You just have to. And you're right. Brands have fallen into the trap of being rigid, and they believe ultimate strict consistency is the way to adoption. No, it's not. Open, fluid.
Yeah.
Iterate. People want to co-create. That's the magic in a brand that can move hearts and minds.
I love that. It is so true. And especially like in the landscape that we're seeing right now, I think when I'm hearing people at brands or, you know, whatever the brand is, where it's like, they're trying to like hang on to the past, you know, where it's like, we have spent so much time in this pandemic landscape and things have changed. Consumers have changed the way, you know, and it's a bit of this change of dynamic where consumers are a lot of dictating more. The power has really shifted. And so I think that it's the call more than ever to continue to your point earlier about like, listen, observe, both internally and externally, right? And figure out a way to continue to evolve and not get stuck, you know? And so, which actually brings me to trends. You are in the hot seat, my friend. So you've got, so a couple categories of trends, if you want to spit some knowledge at us. Retail trends, consumer trends, agency trends. What you got for me?
Oh boy. Yes, we are every day. We see brilliance unfolding in this very volatile and complex commerce world. You and I know that in-store tech has transformed retail, and it is going to continue to. We're seeing new automation and new advanced sensors, a promise of better customer experience. And that in turn is fueling improved analytics. And that's what everybody wants. So the more data we capture, the more understanding, the more ways that we can, as you said, remove barriers. So you're seeing retailers do that. The trend that I'm seeing now and most interested in is actually the sort of tension and the flip of that, because stores are making better use of human capital now. And what I mean by that is, you know, smart retailers are automating those routine work like stocking shelves and expediting checkouts. And it's thus freeing employees to do that higher value work necessary to help customers and guide customers. So human touch is the ultimate value add to this e-commerce theater that we're seeing. And I think we're seeing a sort of appreciation of the human and the journey. And we're going to see that next year more and more as storefronts are evolving. They're obviously getting more smaller, more niche, but the human aspect is going to be elevated in a unique way. And so we're all waiting to see how that's going to play out. Frictionless retail is you know, poised to become widespread. There was this CB Insights recently reported that in-store technology has quadrupled, okay, in spend from the first quarter of 2020 to the first quarter of 2021. So that to me is the ultimate signal of rich investments in technology to make the customer experience better. So that's what's happening at retail. Yeah.
Love it. That's awesome. Yeah. That's good. All right. So got to give me a few on consumers or agency trends.
Well, the timing of your question is perfect. It's just serendipitous. Literally today, we are publishing the fourth edition of our Next Normal series.
I love this series that you do. It's so
yeah. And so people can go to shopperculture.com and they can download it.
Okay.
And our strategists have done a wonderful job of capturing various consumer behaviors and signals from what we call COVID-driven commerce. Uh-huh. And they've identified themes that in four buckets, if I can remember this, hold on. Security blankets is one theme, and you can learn about the ins and outs of the consumer behavior there. The evolving connections, how connections are now even more essential than what they were. We're just connecting in different ways. We're a little more confident with AI and these sort of new multiverse channels, complete new landscape. We're looking at the conscientious economy is, you know, front and center. Mm-hmm. And there's this behavior of what's called reflective shopping, which is happening. We are, we're craving more emotional journeys now, and we're seeing that unfold. So yeah, I encourage you and your audiences to check out that piece, and it's
yeah, packed. Absolutely. We'll be sure to share it when we release this.
Yeah.
So, oh, this is so good. So we have gotten the inside scoop from Scott on so many things. And so one last thing is the personal side of Scott is a lot driven by music. And vibes, energy. So we nerd out about all things marketing, agency, and energy oftentimes. So Scott, give us an idea of what's in your playlist.
Wow. I knew you'd touch on music somewhere along
had to.
Trail. So anything from composer Max Richter. I'm getting into soundtracks. I love anthemic kinds of moving pieces. Of course, I have to have a lot of progressive rock and metal. I just need that throughout my day. So you'll always find Rush or Queensryche. You'll have some old school alternative.
Okay.
It's the Pixies or the Replacements. So yeah, those are
the things. Tupac or Biggie?
Come on. Of course I do. Yes,
featuring
Rakim and some old school, anything with a deep bass line. It's funny, I've been obsessed lately for the last week and a half. You know, I play the bass guitar, so I've been grooving to David Bowie's China Girl, which is one of the best bass lines. So it's a great bass composition. So that's what I'm into.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming here and sharing and for your presence in my life and the impact that you continue to have on me. So thank you, everybody. Have an awesome day.
Bye.